Hello and welcome. You are listening to the teaching ministry of Coastal Oaks Church in Rockport, Texas. It is our hope that you will be encouraged and that your desire to follow Jesus Christ will be challenged and strengthened as you listen to this podcast. For more information on location, service times, and what to expect on your next visit, go to coastaloakschurch.org. Now, grab your Bible and study along with us as you listen.
We have a treat for you today. A couple of years ago, we were on mission trip in Pattaya, Thailand. Jim and Judy Redmond had served as missionaries in Bangkok, and they told us, you need to meet our adopted Thai son. You got to meet this guy. And he came with a van full of people from his church, the 300 for Christ, and they shared the day with us ministering in the jails, just loving on people there. And we just made a connection with this guy. And I could hardly wait for the time when he would be here to share with you. So he is here this morning. So would you welcome Pastor Dang from Thailand.
I'm overwhelming and I don't know what to say. And thank you for y'all. A very beautiful worship today. I haven't seen in my life before. I just watched from the video and a CD, but now today is for real. And thank you, Pastor Kevin, so much that he letting me to speak today. And is I don't know what to say. You guys are so good, and I can feel the love of God and His person here. That give me strength to speak today. I'm just an ordinary person. I am not deserved to be here and even use His word to speak. I would like to pray before I say something else. Let's close your eyes together. Dear Father in heaven, I'm just nothing. Everything is yours. Give me strength and real wisdom. Speak for me today. And let the people open their hearts to hear your word and to see clearly what you're saying today. Thank you for your love and your grace. Your grace is always enough for the sinners like me. Thank you for opportunity. Pour your blessing to everyone here. That they go home, we're going to take love and peace with them. Everywhere, everything they do, they're going to honor you. We thank you so much. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. My name is Dang. Dang means red color in Thai language. And I try to speak slow, so make sure you understand what I'm saying. I was afraid. I was talking with the pastor, and I don't know about my language that you understand what I'm saying. And my name is Dang. I grew up in a Buddhism family. I had no idea before about Christianity. I was born from Phetchaburi, which away from Bangkok, 2 hours. I know you have heard about Bangkok before. It's a very busy city. And I was raised by my grandma. My mom and my dad work in Bangkok. My dad is working for military. He's a driver for the general at the King Palace. And my mom is a cook at the elementary school. So when I was there with my grandma, so I had no idea. My grandma always protect me from other people persecution. And I saw the sign of Jesus hanging on the high tree. It said, Jesus loves you. He's the way, the truth, and the life. When I was a kid. And I was saying that, you know, it was stupid. That why? Because this is a Buddhist country. Why these things come to my province or my country? I didn't know. And then I moved to Bangkok when I was 16, and then it took me 10 years. After that, when I was 25, I went to BSC Baptist Student Center, where Jim and Judy were a teacher there. So I came there to learn English. And I couldn't believe it. They they told me about Jesus, which I was, you know, saying bad about him before when I was a kid. And then I went to the Friday night life, a party or something, which they set the table for the people who come and talk to the missionaries. And I met Jim and Judith there, and my English was very poor that time. I couldn't even speak the sentence, only the vocabulary. And I said to them, "May I sit with you?" And they said, "Okay." At the first time when I talked to them, I can feel love that I have never known before. My family, I hate my dad for my whole life before I know Jesus. He's always be the center. Whatever he say is always right. And we have to keep my mouth shut. If whatever my dad say, I hate my dad so much, and I cry many times, even though we don't live together. We didn't live together. We never say, "I love you, Dad," and "I love you, Mom." I never hug him. Even we never eat together on the table. So that's why I don't know about love, a true love. And when I came to Jim and Judy, first hug of Jim and Judy changed my whole life. I never felt that before. Jim is a big guy, so when I hug him with the hairy and beard, I feel like I'm hugging a bear or something. But it's okay because it's changed my whole life. And he's always encouraged me that never say, "I can't," but have you say, "I try." It's been 13 years now, since year 2000. I hang out with them. I studied there for 7 weeks, and then I quit my class, and I spend time with them after work. I went to see them and spend time with them until 1 a.m., 2 p.m. Sometimes I stay overnight with them. Maybe they thought that I'm strange. Why, you know, we don't even barely know each other, and then I asked them to stay overnight with them. But that is love, but I didn't know. 4 months passed. I feel like I have to make a decision or to do something. I'm the oldest son in my family. I have 2 younger brothers and 1 younger sister. The oldest man in the family is very important for Thai ways, for Thailand, because you have to be a monk, you have to do the religious ceremony things. I was thinking, you know, so hard that time, because, you know, I like the way that Jim told me. I like Jesus. I love him, and I want to take him as my savior. But on the other hand, I have to betray my own family. Not easy, because, you know, you've been worshiping them for whole life, and then it was afraid that if you change your religion, what the parents who thinking, what is your grandfather, grandmother thinking about your change? I talked to myself that time, and we were singing song. We always singing a song with guitar, "Amazing Grace," "Give Thanks," and all every time. And just suddenly I asked him, "I want to be a Christian. What do I have to do?" Jim says to me, "Just raise your hand and commit yourself that you are a sinner and accept Jesus as your savior for the whole life." I close my eye and lift my hand and pray with him. So easy. And after that, I don't know what happened, but I still remember even the 13 years. Peace in my heart. So much love pouring full of my heart that I can love anybody. My life before I know Jesus, you don't want to know, but I'm going to share something. I never care about my family. I hate my family. I hate my sister. I hate my brother. I always hang out with my friends. Messed up my life, drinking, go to the bar and club, hanging out with the girls, come home late. I never think of anybody else, except I want to do what I like to. It makes me happy. But when Jesus came to my life, I don't want to live for myself anymore. I'm very happy to see people happy, you know. I feel like I belong to him because he used me for the other people. Because, you know, when we accept Jesus, we're happy because he gave me peace and love, but not enough for me to be like that. So we have to take that love and peace to other people to have that same thing. So God gave me a very good job. My family pretty poor, make very little money. But God's so great and gave me a very good job. I work for the United Nations at the conference management things. Now I'm a supervisor at a young age. But it doesn't make me proud of it because God gave me the job to help easily to other people. So I have right now 40 people, young men, to be ready to serve. And we always do the mission together. And we don't live our life ordinary. We listen to the word, we take into action, and we're so happy to see the people to know about Jesus, to accept him, to baptize them, to teach them, to disciple them, to see how they grow. That's the real peace and real love that God wants to use us for. And this life is only one life for me. So I like to do something that he made happy when he called me. I mean, Thai people is unusual to be a Christian because maybe 1% or less than that. Majority is Buddhism. And you know, when you chain, I keep quiet for a while. And then my dad starting to know about it, that I chained to be a Christian. He speak to me badly, very bad word. Why? Why you change? Why you follow foreigners, religion? How about your grandfather? How about your descendants, ancestor, that we are Buddhism for whole life? We worship this. And why you just change to worship the thing that you don't know? But bad way, you know, is what he say. It just hurt me. I hardly ever talk to him anyway, but when he started to talk to me about my new life, so I start to say something. I said, Dad, if my life still be the same, I keep doing the same thing, I leave home for good, and I never come back. But if my life change, you don't have to say anything, just watch me. I promise that that time I didn't plan to speak like this. And I had no idea what to say to my dad. But Holy Spirit spoke for me. And it's happened. He watched me. And you know, now I left my family because I go to church every day. I never have time for my family. But it's work because I go to church to learn about Jesus, to learn about Christianity, to learn about the word. When I come back, I always stay there, but you know, I don't have a relationship, you know, because I go to church. I don't know how long, but I talked to Jim and Judy that, you know, it's impossible for my dad and my family to know about Jesus. And I didn't do anything. I just served him. But I believe his mercy will change his attitude. The day passed by, and then I went to my hometown to see my grandma and like a reunion thing to meet all of my relatives. That day it was Father's Day in Thailand. I was thinking with my wife from Japan. She's Japanese. She has no religion before, and she accepted Christ before we get married. So. And then what we could do for my dad and my family. You know, we just don't want to just go and eat and have fun. We want to do something that make him think that God really working in our life. I told him, Dad, we would like to pray for you. First time in his life that the son who hardly ever to talk to him asked him for prayer. And when we pray, you know, I never even touch him, you know, but I hug him. And I pray that, God, I thank you for my father I have today because of him. He's always been good to me, a good role model daddy for me. Even though I didn't understand when I was young, but now I understood. You know, I pray something like this. He was crying while I was praying. That's the first time I saw my dad's tears falling because I pray with him and I hug him. It's difficult for the person, you know, you never hug your dad, you never say love, you never share your anything to him, and suddenly you just did it. And he responds with that action. He just hugged me so bad, and he didn't know what to say. He just cry. And that's the first step that I get rid of my pride to hug my dad, to start first. And then I kiss him, not on the lip, but on the cheek. That is so challenging for me, you know, to take that action because, you know, men, Thai people, Asian people, we don't do that. And then God is keep working, and I feel love. He changed attitude. Whenever I meet him, he prepare good food. He know what I like. I like food. Always hungry. He prepared the best food in that. He went around to the market to get seafood, get meat, and get everything to serve me. I don't want that. But he did this because he feel like he want to. I don't know what to say. You know, I never cry. But I feel that this is my dad because the dad that I know, he's not like this. And then God is keep continually changing whole family. They still is a Buddhist, but the attitude change. Whenever I go to my hometown or meet them, they say, God bless you. Oh, wait for them. He's going to pray for food. He said, God love you. Anything that he heard from me when we pray, he repeat the word to us. That is amazing. And, you know, and that is a great part of my life. And today I still can't believe it I'm here. Because, you know, when I look back who I was, I can't believe that. I can't believe that I led many people to Christ. And I can't believe that, you know, I'm here to speak in front of you. Who always faithful pray for me, pray for my mission there. We always go for mission in other provinces. We work full-time. All of us had a permanent job, I mean a regular job full-time. And then after work, we meet almost every day. Study Bible, pray, and worship on Wednesday. And we worship on Sunday as well with the Mother Church in Thailand. We do everything they ask for. We want to encourage the people that church that we need to do something different. We can't go to church and go home. We can't just read Bible and pray alone. We need to be with the people. We need to take the message to the other people who never heard about Jesus. And I'm here today going to talk about the mission that I never expected going to happen for us because we just serve what we are. And we went to the north of Thailand. we help our friends there who have like an orphanage to take the young girls when they were young, and the parents left them there with the elders. They saved them in a safe house from the prostitution, because Thailand is very famous about the prostitution. And this organization, they send a missionary there to take the young ladies, young girls, to their place to teach in the Bible way and to grow up in a Christianity way. So we got inspired, and then that's what we want to do. We want to help Thai people, especially for the young generation, to know about Jesus, to train them how to live, better life according to the Bible words. So we came back at the church and we talked about this. So we're going to buy the piece of land in the North Province to set up the building and make it a center, something like that. We've been praying and wait for the last minute. God didn't give us the land in North or in the Northeast, but He gave us the land which take about 5 hours drive from Bangkok to Northeast, South. It's a miracle thing, because one of the members, he messed up his life, and then one of our friends invite him to come to work at the UN as a contractual contract, work as a catering things, a waiter. And then the guy was curious, when Jim and Judy were there in that time, two years ago, yeah. And then we had a meeting, and the guy was arguing with his religion and Christianity. And we explained to him, and he, after 1 week later, he decided to accept Christ. Moreover, he told about his life that, his whole village, the boy, like his age, like 20 down to 15, they don't go to school. They like to ride the scooters, drink, steal, gambling, steal money from parents to do the gambling, and never help any works at home, get drunk every day. And then one day he fight with the others, so until death, he die. But that guy, he didn't do anything, he just be there with the gang. And then the police just caught him because he's poor. And the rich man just bribe the money to him, so he's free. So that's why the guy was caught, and we'd be in the jail. So he came to our church and told us about this, that he's going to jail soon. But during that time, he didn't tell us, so he asked the parent for the money to bribe him that he doesn't have to go to the jail. But finally, when he learned about Christianity, and he really committed himself to Christ, so he said, this time I don't want to ask money from my parents anymore. I surrender to go to jail. I know God will provide. And then he was in the jail, and there is a group of Christians there in the jail. Teach him and grow him. He'd be able to understand more, because we were worried about him, because he's just a new believer. And then he stay away from us. Who's going to take care of him, because it's 5 hours drive, so we can't go every day. But thank you God for that and taking care of him. And when he out of the jail, he came back with us just last year. I opened the house for a Christmas reach out. So every year we have Christmas party. So I want to change my house different. When the people come, they can see something new. Then I was looking for the constructor, the house builder. So I asked him, do you know any good builder? And he said, oh, my parent is a great builder of the house. So, okay, bring them in. So they bring the parents here with me to build a house, my house. Every day we pray together in the morning, and I, convince them to about Jesus. They was curious because they were worshiping the idols for whole life. They're 40-something. They have question in their mind that You know why? Why my son, his name is Tony or Tone, become a new person? But they never ask me because we have ever met before. But when we get used to and close together, I ask him, do you want to receive Jesus Christ? And she asked me, you know, I was wondering why my son become like this. And I explained that Jesus has changed his life. Only Jesus can do this. Even our life, we are Christians, so we open the house. I mean, nobody wants to open the house for other, I mean, stranger, or you want to have the privacy time and you want to spend time with your beautiful house or the thing that you have. But we do different. We want to invite people, come. These are God's properties. We want them to see, you know, how God is. I mean, who is he? And they decide, both of them, accept Jesus Christ, the parents of Tony. He almost cried when he heard that his parents accept Christ because, you know, he didn't know what to do to let the parents know about Jesus Christ. Because in the relationship with Asian, it's different. You hardly ever, you're not close to the family. It takes a lot of time to do that. But he's so happy, whole family said, except his younger brother. So now the parents come to work and he's a Christian. They're faithful to come to the church and worship with us. But before that, the son and his mother's brothers, they were gambling and they spent a lot of money for the thing like that. So they had a piece of land. So they brought the land to the person who has money, and they get money to pay for the gambling. So at the end of that last year, if they don't have the money to pay back, that person is going to take the land, which is beautiful land with small money. But it's big money for them because they do the construction work. It makes very little money for survival, I mean, only. So they came to us and what I should do. I mean, because this is a nice land and I don't know, they don't know what to get the money to pay for. So I was there, because we went to the Northeast Mission, went on the way back. I sent them home at 1 a.m. So I took a look and then it's very nice. It was very nice. And then maybe it's a God answer to get the piece of land there. Then we talked to the church. You know, the people at our church make small money as well. But God's so faithful, you know, I don't know how we can get the money. So, but we took the church money to pay off the debts for the things. And then we fill up the land. You know, in that village, there are 400 houses who never heard about Jesus. While we were filling up the land, a few people, I mean, 100 people came to see what's going on here because they know this family very poor and miserable life. What is doing? What's going on here? The parents and him told them, we're going to build a church here. They gave the land to build a church. I'm goosebumps. I haven't seen this before in my life for 13 years. I haven't seen this. The people came, like in the Bible, talk about with Acts, you know, that when Jesus left and disciples keep working hard and reach out people. And then we came back and talked to the church, so we need to do something. So we planned, and then we went there again. We plan to feed them. We bring some food and cook the food there and then invite people to come to eat. And the parents walk in every village, tell them, okay, the Bangkok team is going to be here on Saturday 16th. And you need to be ready because they bring food for you. Because people there, they are farmer, only the older and the young children. Because their son, daughters go to Bangkok for work. So it's only older people and young. Then they came to the invitation, and then I was thinking, you know, I had nothing to do because, you know, I haven't seen like this before. They came about 70 people. If I let them eat first, they go home. So let's worship first and listen what I'm going to say about Jesus. That's a great plan. It's working. They sing song, they even know what they're singing. Actually, they speak the Cambodian language because it's a border between Cambodia and Thai. But they could understand Thai as well. So, and I shared a scripture from Acts and about when Paul went to Athens. They saw the sign that, you know, you worship the God that you never know. So Paul explained about the real God is like this. It's not the idol. It's not made from people's hands. It's the wind. It's the life. It's the breath. And we sing and we stop and talking about Bible. We sing again and we talk about Bible for 4 or 5 songs. I ask them, are you get tired about listening? They said, no, we love it. We never heard about Jesus, about your God before. You know, I live in Thailand. I thought, I assumed that everybody knows. At least they watch TV. They know about Catholic thing or church thing. They had no idea. You know, I pray a lot while I'm talking. I pray a lot at God. I said to them, anyone here want to take Jesus as your Savior? You want to change your whole life and give the rest of your life to Him to take care of your life? Raise your hand. I'm going to pray for you. And by that time, all of my team came, sit with them and talk and explain. Because at the first time, they had no idea about Christianity. What are you talking about? I had no idea. But all of my team came to sit with them individually and explain. And then 30 of them raised their hand. And we led them to the Lord. We never planned about that. We're going to happen like this. And we're so overwhelmed when we didn't plan that God already planned and make it happen. And we need to go back and baptize them individually as well. They're waiting for us to come back again. They keep asking the parents, when are you going to come back again? And I came here. That's the reason God sent me here. Over 6,000 miles, almost 24 hours. Alone. It's not fun at all. But I was thinking the people here always pray for me, pray for our church, pray for our ministry. I need to be here. I need to meet Jim and Judy and Pastor Kevin and his wife, Kelly. Tell this, to share this, that God is working in Thailand. And there are so many places that haven't heard about Jesus. And I am just an ordinary person. Can't do anything without your prayer and your support. I'd like you to see the presentation and you can get some idea. The first few pictures are going to be their family. And then you can see by the picture that what I have said about mission there. And I have the scripture before you see the presentation from Romans chapter 10, verse 13 to 14. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And how then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? That's what we're doing in the Buriram province. Thank you very much. Please enjoy to see the presentation.